Oh, welcome back to Verbal Happiness Daily Gratitude. I'm just joking. It's been about a year since I've done this daily gratitude thing, but I was just taking a walk with my beautiful girlfriend, which is a big update from where I was last time. We're in Muskoka in Canada, which is about 2 hours, would you say?
Yep. 2 hours north of Toronto.
2 hours north of Toronto, and we're just going for a walk, trying to get some steps in. And I thought, what a good idea to just start putting down some things that we're grateful for today, and especially while we have all of this COVID-19 coronavirus going on. There's a lot to be grateful for, and I think sometimes it takes something like this to make you realize how lucky you are for all the things that you've got. So my guest today is Chloe Triskin.
Hello.
Say hello. And so she's gonna give us her two cents on something that she's grateful for, but I have been, I guess, thinking about a lot of things recently that I'm grateful for. I was in Whistler, which is on the other side of Canada, in the ski village, and all of this coronavirus stuff started happening, and I had about just under $2,000 worth of flights all booked in to go back to Australia for a wedding and see my parents and some friends, and all of that was just such a confusing time on, do I go back or what should I do? And I'm just very grateful that I have Chloe in my life, because when it was such an unsure time and there was so much uncertainty going around, not just in my life but in everybody's lives, I had someone like Chloe that gave me a bit more direction, a bit more certainty, and she encouraged me to come with her to her cottage in Muskoka and meet her family and get to be a part of something that's really beautiful. So I'm super grateful for Chloe, but also that certainty that she gives me, and how lovely it is to have somebody like that around every day. So Chloe, do you have, what would you say something you're grateful for?
I'm grateful Liam is stuck here with me. And I'm grateful for all the food and drink my parents are supplying us with.
Yeah.
And that we're all healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, those are things that when we have it every day, being healthy, having food and drink, it's easy to forget how many people don't have it. And then having a time like now where shopping centers are closing different aspects and closing gyms and places that, you know, you might need to use every day, makes you realize the stuff that you're really lucky for. But anyone that listens to this, thank you for joining us on
thank
the podcast
you to
today.
Maybe one or two of you.
Thank you to anybody that has a listen, and feel free to let me know, what are you thankful for?